Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. All right.
Welcome to Man Up. It's the fourth Thursday of the month. This is Ted Leidy. Normally, Carl is here hosting, and I'm co-hosting, but Carl is on assignment. I think he's off. You know what Carl does when he's on assignment. He smokes big cigars and flies around in helicopters and, you know, saves people and, you know, countries and that kind of stuff. You know how it is, right?
Saving the world.
So this is Man Up, where definitely the managers and owners of this station are not responsible for the opinions of the host, the co-host, or anybody on the radio, right? This is where we talk about being a man in Northern California and perspectives, right, Angie? I'm here with my good friend Angie Hendricks today, so she's going to give us some perspective. I'm also here with Brian Seamus, my very, very, very close friend and brother from high school. Brian, good evening.
Good evening.
Angie is Brian's fiance.
Yes, sir.
So,
lucky me.
I'm glad you brought her. Right? I want you to pull that microphone down. There you go, Angie, because I want you to pipe up, man, when we start getting out of line. Right?
Okay.
I'm also here with my very good friend, Matt Wilhelmsen. Matt is a one of my favorite roller hockey players down at Big League Dreams and has been my captain before, and we're on the same, been on the same team many times. So good evening, Matt.
Oh, good evening, Ted, and thank you for inviting me.
Of course, of course, of course. You know, the thing about being a man is you've got to exercise, right? However you're going to exercise, you got to exercise. And I'm not talking about the, you know, the old 12-ounce curls, right? I'm talking about, you know, real exercise. And so we'll talk a little bit about Big League Dreams and the roller hockey program tonight. I want to talk about the kids' programs and the adult programs down there. Because, you know, if you asked, well, if you asked Brian or Angie, right? Angie, you lived here a long time. Brian, you lived here a long time. Did you know there was a big league, there was a hockey, roller hockey program at Big League Dreams for adults?
No.
See?
Yeah.
I only knew because of you.
Yeah, yeah. Liam, did you know?
I had no idea.
And it is.
This is the first I'm hearing about it right here, right now.
About 150 players down there. Yep. And they got a full hockey league, three separate leagues set up. So we have developmental or beginner, which is a Tuesday night league, and it goes from 7 to 10 every Tuesday. And then we have intermediate, which Matt and I play in together, and that goes from 7 to 10 every Wednesday. And then they've got, what you call elite?
Yeah, the platinum league.
Platinum elite Monday league. Yeah, Monday night, same time, 7 to 10. So, you know, and we can't play up there with those guys. They're good. I mean, they're really good. Oh, you play up there, goalie, don't you?
Every once in a while, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll slum up and go up to
the get right up here, right here.
Oh, there we go.
There you go. That's where I can hear you. So, yeah. So, anyway, 150 players or so and at Big League Dreams. And yesterday, hey, Brian, you remember Joni Sargent?
Yeah.
Yeah, she came out yesterday with Lisa and watched me play. We had a championship game going on yesterday that I played in. So, yeah, so she came out.
Yeah. You won.
And we won,
your
yeah.
Team, yeah.
Yeah. I got a shirt. It says champion on it. Finally. My time is coming. I have to be 57 years old, you know. Finally a contender. But actually, that's like my fifth one.
Well, there you go. Now you have a collection.
I got a whole collection. Yeah. So, Brian, you got some news in your life. What's happening with you, brother?
I do. Angie and I found us a house up in Singletown. 4-bedroom, 2-bath on 5 acres. Rent-to-own opportunity.
Whoa.
Yeah, pretty good. Real nice.
Very cool. And whereabouts in Singletown is it? Because I'm from
Singletown. It's probably half mile past the store.
Oh, north or south side of the highway?
South.
Okay, yeah. Towards the Manton, on the Manton side.
Right.
Right on, yeah.
Well, it's only about a quarter mile off of 44.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
So straight off 44, quarter mile off. So can you see or hear the highway?
You can hear it, but you can't see.
Perfect. How about your neighbors? You got neighbors around you?
There are neighbors. You can hear them, but you can't see them.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, man.
That's what I'm talking about. Angie, you pretty stoked about it?
Yes.
I'll bet you are. Move-in date, 13 May. Got everything tied up and laced up and ready to rock?
Well, sure.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Such is life, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You'll figure it out on the 12th.
Yeah, absolutely.
On the 12th, you start figuring out how you're going to get everything loaded up. Right?
She probably already got half of the house packed. We got boxes stacked everywhere.
I bet you were ready for that, huh?
Yeah.
Right on. Yes. Good for you. Good for you. Yeah, so one of the things that, the past 6, 8, 10 months we've been working on is getting you a new place to live.
Yep.
Right? And looks like you finally, how'd you find it?
A friend of mine's Facebook post.
Nice.
Yeah, they had had it rented out, and the people pulled out of the lease because they couldn't put up with all the snow and just bounced. So it became open, and I made contact, and we went up and talked to them. There was 8 other people interested, but we were the ones they decided to go with.
Right on.
Yeah.
I am glad to hear it. Man, we started talking about this a while ago.
Yeah.
Like in the fall.
Quite a ways back.
Yeah, it was a big deal. And, you know, so to catch you up, I don't know if you know Brian's story, but to catch you up, Brian was incarcerated for how many years?
Almost 26.
And so got out in last March.
March 5th.
One of our mutual friends from high school, husband owns a business. They got him hooked up with Brian, and he hooked up where he got his full-time work. He, of course, he knew Angie before, so he got to hook up with Angie once he came home, and it's been a journey ever since. But one of the first things we had to do was find him good housing, right? I mean,
good
that's a difficult
you.
Thing to do, is to find housing, and because you know when you have good housing, you got a place to land, mm-hmm. a nest.
Yeah.
No matter how bad it gets on the outside,
sanctuary.
You can get home, man. Mm-hmm. You can close that door and put on some vinyl or some CDs or whatever you're listening to lately and, you know, have a nice bourbon and just chill out. You know, Angie can rub your feet and scratch your back. Don't you do that, Angie?
When he asks.
All right. Well, you know what I'm going to do? I am going to propose the first toast of the evening. And I would like to propose a toast to Angie and Brian's new digs up in Shingletown.
Absolutely.
Skull. Yeah, skull. All right, yeah. So I used to live up in Shingletown, south side of the highway, although I was about four miles past the store.
All
right. So I was a little higher probably in elevation.
Yeah, we're right at 4,000 feet.
Oh, wow. That's pretty high.
Yeah.
So, and that's only a quarter mile past the store, huh?
Give or take. That's probably closer to half. It's a quarter past the Cal Fire Station.
Yeah, 4,000 feet. You're going to get some snow, man.
Well, this year was unprecedented snow.
Yeah, you're going to get some snow, brother, man.
When we went up there about a month ago, I guess, to look at it for the first time, there were still 10, 12 inches on the ground.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is nuts.
I need to upgrade my truck.
And the previous buyers just were, they were done with the snow.
Well, they were just renting. Bounced. Yeah, they were just renting. And they had a lease agreement to keep them in there until October. And then with all the snow, they were just like, we can't do this. We're out of here.
You're kidding me.
Wow.
So they bounced.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you're going to have to upgrade your truck or get up early and begin digging.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. When I lived in Shingletown, at one point, or a couple times, but one point for sure, you couldn't dig out.
Right.
It was just too much.
Yeah.
You start getting 3-4 feet of snow, it's too deep.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to have to figure out, you're going to have to call in sick.
Well, I think my next big investment is going to be a tractor.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a good idea. And just scoop it out.
Yeah.
Right? That's right. Shingletown's cool. You know, the problem with Shingletown and me, though, was, you know, I hung out at the bar there too much with Trixie, you know, and Robert and those guys that own Pioneer Pizza.
Right.
Or Pioneer Hilltop Pizza. I don't know if Hillside Pizza, whatever it's called now.
Yeah, I'm
since
not
they
sure.
Since redid it. Great place, man. I mean, nothing but locals, right? Yeah. It's like Cheers, but mountain people, right?
There's your new show. Right
Monday there. Night Football, you know, on TV, great drinks. They know what you want when you walk in. They just pour it for you and give it to you. Everyone's got their own table where they sit at. It's a little bit like cafeteria in high school. Remember that?
Yes, sir.
They got this one dude, and they don't mention his name, but, you know, if you sat at his table, he gave you the stink eye the whole time. He was all mad at you, right? And he ended up finally getting kicked out. So he had a violent side.
Right.
They can't have that.
Yeah, there's no room for that.
No room for that. We all had a great time. But I spent a lot of time there, and my wife got all tired of it.
All right. Imagine that.
She would tell me she's a little tired of it, and I got it. So it's actually one of the reasons why we ended up back living together.
All right.
I loved my mountain lair. That's what I called it, my mountain lair.
A mountain lair.
I loved it, man. Yeah. Just me. Just me and my stuff. Guns, trucks, targets, you know, stuff like that. But she finally pressured me, and I gave in. I moved in with her down here and got married. So it's a good thing.
Happy wife.
Happy life, baby.
That's right.
Yep.
Happy life. All right. We're going to take our first break. We are going to be gone for a few minutes. We'll be right back. It's Thursday night. Man up.
Man up.
We're having us some beers and swapping out on cares. Talking politics. Blonde and redhead chicks. Old dogs and new tricks and habits we ain't kicked. We talked about God's grace and all the hell we raised. And then I heard the old man say, God is great, and beer is good, and people are crazy.
Hot Cars
and Cool April Nights
is back April 21st through the 30th.
It's over a week of classic car fun.
This year's lineup of events is bigger and better than ever, with a drive-in, poker walk, show and shines, cornhole tournament, live entertainment, and more.
Saturday, April 29th is the main event, with over 1,000 classic cars on display. Get your tickets today at any local Napa Auto Parts store.
For more information and a full schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. That's CoolAprilNights.com.
Cool April Nights is in full swing this week with live entertainment, tons of classic cars, and so much more. Get your discounted pre-sale tickets to the big show at any local Napa Auto Parts stores. Show and shine starting at 10 a.m. today, along with the Reading Chamber of Commerce Mixer at Crown Motors from 5 to 8 p.m. And new this year, a Cool April Nights Cornhole Tournament from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. For today's schedule of events, go to CoolAprilNights.com. Sponsored in part by Reading Tourism and Marketing Group, Cresco Equipment Rentals, and Lithia Chevrolet.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Man Up. Hey, Matt, give you a dollar. Tell me who sings a song. Brian?
Oh,
dollar. Who wants a dollar?
Wait till he starts singing, then I can tell you. Oh, wow. That's one of another one of the big ones.
Angie,
it's
no?
It's not Bob Seger.
No.
Although, I like what you're thinking. It's Jackson Browne.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he was lived in the same apartment complex as Glenn Frey from the Eagles. Jackson Browne actually wrote "Take It Easy." You know "Take It Easy," the song.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson Browne wrote it, and then Glenn and then the Eagles cut it. course. Hey, you know, it's a little rock trivia for you. Yeah. I mean, as part of an American male, you should know something about music that you listen to.
You right? know who would have known that is Dean.
Oh, Dean. Yeah. Dean and I can't keep up with Dean. Dean Tedford, I hope you're listening, brother, because, yeah, you are the man when it comes to music.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I could not even start to keep up with him. But, and I just have a few channels. You know, Dean, his music, acumen is so broad, yeah. right? Like Liam.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Liam is a producer, a recording artist. I mean, this guy has got a lot going on, locally here and, throughout the state, right?
Yeah.
Maybe when we come back in, you could play some music for us from that, you've. Come on, man.
I'm enjoying the, I mean, okay. I don't know. I guess I could, but I am really enjoying.
You're enjoying our bump music tonight?
Our bump music tonight.
Well, you've done well so far, brother. You know what my few channels are.
I hate to switch up the vibe.
Yeah, that's true. That's
being
cool.
Curated.
That's cool. From a professional and expert like you, I get that. I'll take that. Yeah, the music of our lives, you know. Music is one of those few things, or one of the things, the senses really, all of them, but music and smell, for sure, are one of the few things that tap memory better than almost anything. So as a teacher, the smell of books, you know how books have that certain
yes.
smell? Yeah, when a student cracks a book, his brain prepares for learning automatically. They just do, because you crack the book, and what's the first thing you do? You will either look at the pictures, or, you know, depending on if you're from Cottonwood or not. Right? I always go straight for the pictures.
They crack
from
a
Cottonwood.
Book still?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we crack books still. So crack a book and smell it, right? And then your brain prepares for learning. There are all kinds of things that prepare you for learning. And it's those senses that prepare you for learning that also spur memory, that you attach to memory the best. And so music is one of them. And I know, so it's hearing music. And you know what's amazing is, not touch or eyesight normally, but things that smell. Haven't you ever smelled something and said, what is that? What is that I'm smelling? Right? Or what is that? Exactly. Unless, you know, it smells like something burning in your house.
Yeah.
And then what do you do, Matt? When you smell something that could be burning in your house, what do you do?
I investigate. Grab, first of all, see what's going on. Make sure everyone's out of the house, I guess, determining what the threat is. And then from there, grab a fire extinguisher or see where the smoke's coming from.
Yeah, that's good. That's nice. And that's not, you know what? I would expect that of you. You're so dang squared away. What about you, Angie? What do you do?
I'll go see who's burning something.
Outside? Yeah, because it's going to be something outside. Or is it inside, one of the kids?
Yeah, exactly.
Brian, what about you?
Yeah, I usually know what's going on around me, so I will go where it's at, take care of it as needed.
Yeah.
I'm not really too surprised by much going on in the house.
Yeah. Oh, that's my deal, too.
Situational awareness.
Yeah, I just pretty much turn up the TV. Like, yeah, whatever. I'll find out about it when it gets important, right? Again, smell's kind of a big old deal. So we got a little job to do, you and I. Our team right now is called the Minions.
Yep, it's the Evil Minions.
The Evil Minions.
We've got to come up with a different.
We don't have to.
Yeah,
we don't have to
see what.
Lisa said that I was out of line yesterday when I mentioned a new team name. She said, if he likes Evil Minions, it's his team. Let him do what he wants, Ted.
It's our team.
It is our team, but it's your team, really. You're the captain.
You know, by default, so.
Dude, you see a slap shot on this dude. You see my finger? Yeah, that's from a
slap
shot. Look
at that guy closing the door.
That's from a slap shot.
I get pretty lucky.
Right there.
So.
Right against the stick. Guy hit me the slap shot. Not him. He's too nice. The guy didn't. He didn't do it on purpose. But
well, I'm normally I'm a goalie, so
yeah.
I don't do a lot of slap shots, at least in the upper leagues.
Yeah, I'm telling you right now, though, you got a good one. Got a big lever. Got a big lever. You're a big dude. Yeah. So I got a broken finger. My wife calls it the creepy finger. Does it look creepy? Whenever I point at something with it, she's like, "Don't you point that creepy finger at me?" I'm like, oh, I don't think it's that bad. She goes, I told you to go get it fixed when you first broke it. I went to get it fixed, but it was like 3 months after I broke it. ducks as well.
Too late.
Too late, man. I'm like, there's nothing you can do. This is 2023. Come on.
Well, you should have seen Ted last night. They were in the championship, and that was a phenomenal game.
Oh, it was tough, right?
Oh man, it was a battle.
It was a battle. Yeah, that was fun though.
Yeah.
I had a couple of good block shots. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, you got to give me a heads up before a game. I want to come see.
You better be careful. We'll put you on a set of skates.
Yeah. Nobody's ready for that.
Yeah.
Hey.
You fought. You drank. You made your ancestors proud.
That's right. That's a good one. That's right. Right here, brother.
Man up.
Yep. We manned up for sure. Yeah. So that's what Tuesday Night League's all about. Is for people who want to get into roller hockey, right?
Right.
And really anybody who's listening tonight. One of the reasons why I had Matt on was because, of course, when I tell people that I play roller hockey two nights a week, they look at me like, "What? What are you doing on your buddy's tennis courts?" And we do. I said, "No, there's a real league. That's $100 a league to play. $100 four times a year. You get 10 games out of that. So it's $10 a night plus $5 to get in. So it's $15 a week to play. But the exercise is fantastic. And, Tuesday nights, you don't have to know how to do anything. If you can lace on skates and skate in a straight line, you don't have to stop. You don't have to turn or do anything. That's how you start, and that's what Tuesday nights are all about, right? So anybody who is interested, you can contact me on Facebook. Ted Lighty is good. You can just message me or contact Carl or go to I think we have a
Big
Facebook
League Dreams,
page.
Yeah.
Or go to Big League Dreams.
Yeah, there's a
Tuesday
wedding. Yeah, and then on that site you'll see three different levels.
Right.
And then from there, if you're just interested, you know, just come out and check it out.
Watch.
Really, just watch. And you know, at first people are, you know, they kind of look and go, oh, okay, if, you know, there's a they'll watch either pro, you know, a hockey, the playoffs going on right now.
Right.
It's not nearly that intense.
Right.
I mean, but because there's no checking,
no.
And we're all there. You know, we all have to work the next day. So,
right.
But no, like on Tuesday, you go out and the skill level is all over. You know, you have some people that are playing at that in the league, but they're more for assisting, for development,
right?
For people to
helping
understand
to pass the puck,
exactly,
and
understand the game.
You know, otherwise it'd be like, you know, the blind leading the blind out there. Right. You know, nobody would learn anything.
I mean, I've been out there
for
like 20 years now at Big League Dreams. And then prior to that, I think they're off of Industrial Road out there in the industrial park. They were there first.
Oh, wait a minute. Off Caterpillar.
You got it.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's been in Reading for quite a while.
Hmm.
And, you know, they've developed they have kids out there. Yep. Shasta Roller Hockey.
Shasta Roller Hockey. Yeah. That's ShastaRollerHockey.com, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah. And, you know, I believe they start at the age of 6 and all the way up to 14 or 15.
Yeah.
And a lot of the players, they start young. And a lot of the players, we've won NARCH championships.
Yep.
And what that is for inline hockey, it is a national championship. And they're that good. Now, a lot of those players now, you know, they play Monday night because of, you know, that's the highest level you can go, and they're phenomenal. But, so, you know, out there at Shasta Roller Hockey, if you want to get your, have your kids go out there and get some exercise. And, you know, it doesn't matter your size. I mean, so it's co-ed, and there's a spot for every position. You know, the two forwards, you have two defensemen, and then a goalie. Each one has a specific type of responsibility. You know, some are super quick hands or fast. Others are a little bit more on the defense side where they're able to get in away. And then the goalie, you know, they just need to stop the puck. So I have the easy job, but just getting away. But, you know, all the players, you have to work in tandem to be successful.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a true team sport. There's no way you can do it by yourself because as soon as if you're the only one doing anything, the entire other team gets on you.
Yeah, they focus.
They focus, man. You got four dudes on you at once, or four dudes and girls,
and
right?
A lot
of
the players,
it's okay.
And a lot of the players, you know, in the upper leagues, they played the college hockey. You know, they a lot of them came from, you know, back east, you know, and they were working in Reading. So, and a lot of them would go in and lace up on, were for ice skates, and they would play ice hockey out there. And they actually have scholarships. There's a couple people that started off as Shasta roller hockey and end up getting a scholarship. They're playing for university.
Sure.
Yeah. Cool.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, it's perfect for us because we talk about the leagues, the kids' leagues, the junior leagues, right? And then when they become 15 and a half, they can transition to an adult league.
Right.
So we have, like, one of our, you know, Brian Ferris, he's a sophomore in high school. And he plays with the adults. And he's just as good, just as smooth. I mean, it's not all physical, you know, like, you know, have some dude. Time for commercial. Time to get on the road again. Man up, I'll be right back.
That's Willie Nelson.
The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence is Saturday, May 6th from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive in Anderson. This free event is an important multicultural and educational event in Shasta County, organized by the Sikh Center. The Vaisakhi Festival will feature multiple vendors, workshops, and live demonstrations. Come enjoy free Punjabi food and multicultural music while learning about the Sikh history, Sikh martial arts, and Native American practices. The Vaisakhi Festival will present speakers from various agencies. It's free and open to the public, and free activities for kids. The Vaisakhi Festival and Day of Nonviolence, Saturday, May 6th at the Sikh Center at 5400 Sikh Center Drive from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event is co-sponsored by the United Way, Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Reciproca, Shasta Interfaith, and KCNR Radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
All right, welcome back to Man Up. There's some seeker for you.
Yeah.
Talking about Shasta roller hockey, and then realized that we, as men will do, you know, because we're faulted, is we hadn't talked to Angie hardly at all. Yeah. So, Angie, how do you spend your day? Go ahead and tell us. What do you do during the day?
Let's see, I get up at 4 and then I go to work at Walmart.
Right
five
on.
5 to 2.
5 to 2?
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty good shift.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
You must have worked hard to get in that bad boy. I bet a lot of people want that shift.
Yeah.
So you get up at 4. That means you must be ready to rack out about 8, huh?
No. In the evening? I'll go to bed about 9.
Okay, 9. I mean, in bed at 9, asleep at 9:30, 10. Mm-hmm. Up at 4, 6 hours, yeah? That's, you know, 6 hours, I say, is the minimum the human, a human being should have every night to, like, be healthy is 6 hours. Did you know that?
Yeah, an adult.
Yeah, an adult, human mm-hmm. adult. They
a
say
teenager
6 hours.
You're supposed to have 8.
Yeah.
But the human adult only needs 6.
Yeah. Why do they say 8 hours for a teenager? Why would you guys think that?
They're growing. Mm-hmm. Still forming their mind.
Well, I don't know about forming their mind, but they're probably still growing. You know, I mean, actually, we still form our minds. Seems like my whole life, every day I learn something new. Carl told me, because I did see Carl today. You know, he's not here tonight. I did see him, and he's the one who told me we're all faulted. That men were all faulted. He said if I ran out of things to talk about tonight, we should have men call in and talk about their biggest fault. I said, yeah, let me see. What's my biggest fault? I don't know. My wife would probably tell you my piles. I'd like to make piles.
We'll begin a call. Yeah. Here we go.
Honey, call on in and tell everybody what my biggest fault is. Uh-huh. I don't care what you say either. It's 100% no fault. Just bring it on. She's going to say, oh, he makes piles. Piles? What do you mean? Well, you know, takes off a pair of clothes, smells it to make sure it doesn't belong to him, and he piles it on a chair for the next day. Then it gets up and puts it back on.
Mount Lighty.
Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, I try to manage it. But normally there's like a couple pairs of pants and a couple T-shirts on the back of the chair next to where I sleep, right? Socks I pretty much have a handle on. I throw those away. I put them in the hamper because I know, you know, socks aren't made to be worn twice. Boots. So I always got a set of boots underneath the pile. You wear your socks twice, Brian?
I do.
Right on.
No.
That's what I'm talking about. See? He's trying to save, you know, he's trying to save on the laundry detergent and the water.
No.
You're a budget steward.
And the amount of time in the laundromat.
And you're an environmentalist.
You sure?
Yeah, less water, less detergent.
Absolutely. Save some for the next generation.
I like that, yeah. Yeah, save some water.
So you have controlled chaos in your piles.
A little bit, yeah. And then I have another place where I pile stuff up. It's on my on the counter in the kitchen where I put car keys, glasses, firearm, hats, you know, whatever I think I might need again soon.
Then your cats jump up there and knock them all down.
Oh, yeah. Well, the cats, yeah. So my wife folds her dirty clothes. So you can see why she don't dig my piles, right?
Very squared away, Lisa.
Oh, yeah. She folds her dirty clothes. And then she, after she folds them, she color codes them in a laundry basket, right? Like in a laundry basket with the holes in it that you can see through so that you can tell what the colors are.
Like watching Strata?
Yeah, watching Strata. Yeah. Me, I have piles. My wife folds them. So that kind of gives you an idea of where she's going to call in. If she did call in, she'd say, there's your faults, Ted. The piles. And I'm a bit of a hoarder when it comes to sporting goods.
You never know when you're going to need it.
You never know when you're going to need it. Tools and sporting goods, man. Oh, you know what my worst is? What's your worst? What do you hoard the most? What do you have the most of hangout that you may not need or may come of age to where you can't use it? What is it?
Backpacks.
Oh, that's what I was going to say.
All sorts of backpacks.
You stole it from me.
Backpacks. <your era. laughs>
I have so many backpacks, they'll freak you out. Sometimes I buy them 3 or 4 times.
Well, you sit there and the price starts skyrocketing, so who knows? It could be a money pot.
Yeah. And besides that, you never know just exactly what backpack you need, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You have different sizes for different situations.
Yeah. Brian says, hey, man, I'm getting ready to go. Want to get to hunting again. And, you know, you got any gear hanging out? I said, do I ever. I show up with a backpack, binos, rangefinder. Did I get some binos too?
Yep.
Yeah, that's all stuff that I had extra.
Yeah, you told me, yeah, I probably got 2 of everything.
I do. You helped me out, man.
I don't think it was that way.
You an intervention. I need help.
Cleared out a pile.
Oh, man, yeah, cleared out a pile, man.
It's like, how many grill water filters do you need?
Oh, right. Right. Or how much Gore-Tex?
Exactly.
How much outerwear do you need, right? I'd have given you a whole bunch of camo, too, but I don't think we wear the same size.
No, you're a little longer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could pin them up. You could roll them up and, you know, get some Velcro.
We got a sewing machine.
Yeah. And can you use it?
Well, it's still in a box. That's one of them things we're going to get to.
So you are using it?
Eventually, yeah.
For like an end table?
Right now, yeah. My impact socket set sitting on top of it.
Oh, double-decker end table.
Yep.
Right on. Yeah, you're going to get all that stuff out in your new place, aren't you?
Yeah. Well, it's got a garage, got a shop. It's nice.
It's got a shop?
Yeah, there's a shop.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah.
Every man wants a shop. You have a shop?
That's a negative. Not at this time.
I don't have a shop.
Nope. Unfortunately, no.
I don't. Mm-mm. I mean, I have a gun shop. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I don't have a shop.
That's pretty high on the scale.
Though. I don't have a shop. Right. I can't have a shop.
And there's space for a she shed, too.
You got space for a she shed?
Sure.
Have Brian build you one. Just go down to Home Depot, haul it up, put it on skids.
Yeah. I'll just take over his shop.
10x10? Oh, no, we're going to fill that shop full of machines. He needs them to get the snow out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Snow blower.
Yeah, he's going to need his machine. So the shop, huh?
Yeah.
Right on. Good for you. I can hardly wait to come up and see it.
Yeah.
We're going to have a barbecue.
Absolutely.
That'll be cool. Hey, how are your kids doing?
Pretty good.
Doing good.
Moving up there with you still?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Your boy's working with you still?
Yep.
All right, good.
Yeah, he's on payroll now, too.
Whoa. You guys see each other during the day? I mean, is it that?
All day, yeah. We're sometimes 2 foot apart, sometimes 30 foot apart, but yeah, we see each other.
Over at Tour Industries?
Yes, sir.
That's cool. I drive by it all the time. Every time I drive by there, sometimes I see your bike outside.
Yeah. Yeah, you told me the other day you saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, so he's on the payroll with an actual company, not like.
Yeah.
You're subsidizing.
No, it's up on.
when I hear,
oh, you got him on the payroll, right?
I get it. It's the dad ATM.
Well, they tend to hire through temp agencies
okay.
for a probationary period. And then, you know, if you've cut the mustard, then they'll pull you onto their payroll.
Nice.
Yeah.
He catches on to stuff so fast, dude.
So he did his temp time, right? I mean, as soon as he got out. I mean, how long were you out before you were working?
Well, I got my first job. About the second week I was out.
Oh, that's right. You worked for a different place first.
Yeah, I was out at the bug farm.
Yeah, the bug farm.
Good stepping stone job.
Sure. Get your feet wet.
Yeah.
Get the feel for it, right? And then, of course, you got the job over there, and things have been going really well, I guess. Are you going to be doing some hunting?
Oh, yeah. Them? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's very cool. Yeah, on the payroll. That's funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, yep, I get it. And I got some of my kids like to be on a payroll, I bet. And so does your daughter, Angie, does she work?
No, not right now.
Okay. She has time. She's young.
Yeah.
Don't push her.
No.
You know. Although, I was one of them dads that's like, you are going to be working or out. But I think things are changing now.
Yeah.
You know. I was one of them. Was your dad like that too?
Yeah. I mean, yes, to a certain extent. Yeah. It was either find a job and go to school at the same time.
Oh yeah.
Or and if you weren't going on to further your education, then it was you need to stand on your own 2 feet. So
figure it out, man.
Yeah. You had to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know. And my son Matt, he same thing. 18, he started on his own and. He's now working over in Colorado, working for a construction company out there, and he's doing great.
Wow.
Yeah.
How did he end up in Colorado?
You know, a friend of his over in Redding in California, he had an opportunity in Colorado. So he went out there and he started paving roads out there, the highways. Mm-hmm. And so he got on with a company out there, and he goes and they start with the interstate and the highways out there, and they have it all around Colorado and Montana and Idaho, and they just it's a pretty good sized company that handles that area out there for asphalt, for repaving. And I know right now he's in the process of getting into become a railroad engineer, so he's looking into that field.
Yeah, that's a good gig.
Yeah,
how much money railroad workers make. I think the average was like 145 or something.
Yeah,
it would be phenomenal.
And they're in need too.
But they're gone all the time.
Yeah, I mean he's single and he's like, hey, I can travel, I can see the country, literally see the country that a lot of people don't see. And
he's seeing some beautiful country up there.
Union Pacific,
good employer. Good employer.
So,
alrighty. Well, listen, we are going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to toast our kids. Let's toast our kids when we come back. How's that?
Sounds like a plan.
Absolutely.
Take a load off Betty. And you put the load right on me.
Here's a little jingle from the Thule Kids.
You can play it, you can pause it, you can skip it, you can stop it with a hop. When the hopper takes over your commercial, the hop with the hop. Where the apps are the coolest and the music is the smoothest with the hop. All the cats and chicks can get their kids with the hop. Let's go!
Thank you for calling B&T Satellite at 241-3474. That's 241-DISH.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley. Are you missing Newsmax? Call me because I make TV easy and I can get it back for you. My phone number is 241-3474. In case you didn't hear that, that's 530-241-3474. Or visit us at 1007 Dana Drive, Redding, California. Check us out on the internet at bpsatellite.com. Shasta County's only DISH Premier retailer. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Welcome back to Man Up.
Maybe not.
Thursday night. Ted Leidy here, your host tonight. I'm with my good friends, Angie Hendricks and Matt Wilhelmson and Brian Seamus. Brian's regular here now. I'm gonna call him every month. You're just going to be like a co-host here. It's fun to have
our
you.
Thursdays are open now.
Yeah, that's awesome. We were talking before the break about the kids. And you were talking to me about your son and how he's doing, and we talked about Brian. You know, my kids are have all been involved in the cannabis trade one way or another, right? I mean, everybody knows my ex-wife has had a cannabis shop up in Shasta Lake City for a long time, and so of course you know was after me, so I didn't get any of that money. Not that I'm mad about it.
There you go.
Not that I'm all mad about it, but yeah, I am. No. So she's retired now, and rightly so. She got in. She did her time. She got out. She sold. At the height of the market, she sold that shop. And I remember telling my youngest son, who was a manager there in the shop, I said, just maybe a year before she had sold, I said, Carson, that shop will never be worth more than it is right now. I said, I promise you, there are so many people getting into this business that it is going to be difficult soon to make that kind of money. You know, because she was on the bottom floor. It was two other collectives up there and her. So she opened and did real well and bought the building she was in and everything. And so, yeah, she sold it. And since then, my son owns Lighty Power Sports up in Shasta Lake City. That's what I'm talking about. Do it, do it. And my other son is a day trader in Vegas. They both got out of the business and moved out. So, and of course, Teddy, he will always be in the business. You know, he founded Alien Labs early on, and him and his partner sold it or whatever later on, and now he works for the company still. And so, I know it's a weird thing to think that when I was a kid, we didn't even think that was a thing. Now, they don't even think about it.
Mm-mm.
Right? I mean, it's an industry now, a real legit industry. That we'll always be out of because we just never, it just wasn't our generation thing. But for them, it's here forever. You know, it's here forever. And I'm proud as heck of them. All of them. Every one of them have done just fantastic. So, I propose a toast to our kids.
To our kids.
To the kids, man.
Skull.
May they hang around long enough to wipe my back.
Yep.
Sorry, Carl. All right. So, Angie.
Yes.
What department you work in?
Bakery.
Oh, that's right. You had to say bakery. My mouth watered. Did your mouth water at all?
Yeah. It, whenever I hear food, I pretty much. I'm like a. Yeah.
I love bakery. I love the smell of the bakery. My worst days for like nutrition are my days when I teach all day because I always bring donuts. I love donuts. You like donuts?
Oh, yeah, a little too much. Yeah. No, I mean when it right comes right off of the line.
Oh.
And it's just.
Are you tired of donuts?
No, huh? I love the bakery department.
How can you stay so small?
Huh?
How do you stay so small?
I don't know. That's the way I've been my whole life.
You just eat it and it burns up inside of you,
yeah.
Huh? Man, I eat a donut. It shows up on my body somewhere. Like in the circle that it went in at. Same deal, you know?
I'm getting
it. It circles this way.
Yeah, I know.
Like right here. Yeah, I loved it. I like chow. I'm a chow hound, man. I don't care. That was good. Who was that?
Motorhead.
What band was that?
Motorhead.
Motorhead, yeah. I thought that was Motorhead.
Death Forever.
Yeah, I like that. We were talking about the kids. We toasted them.
Ah, I missed it.
Yeah, we'll toast them again. Hey, here's to the kids.
To the kids. Long life.
Yep, yep.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, that's... All right, so... and then we were talking about Angie. She works at the bakery, and we're talking about donuts.
Yes,
how much we love
her. She's the donut queen.
You know that it's almost, you know, when it in the morning it becomes ritualistic when you wake up, you get a nice hot cup of coffee.
Oh, yeah.
Black.
Oh, yeah.
And you have a nice fresh donut coming out.
Oh.
It's just the sunrise is going.
It is ritualistic, isn't it?
It's just ready to start the day.
Yeah. It is ritualistic. The coffee for me especially.
Same here. I put it on auto timer, so it's already ready when I get up.
Oh, nice.
Smell it.
Yep.
And just... There's a place here in town, The Theory. They took like the top 10 roasting in the nation.
Hmm.
They went and they had a contest up in, I think it's around Washington or Portland.
Really?
Yeah, it was in the news. I think it was yesterday. Channel 7.
The Theory Coffee Roasters.
Yeah.
Huh?
They went up and they competed, and he ended up getting like one of the top either 10 or 6
wow,
in the nation.
Wow, nice.
I know.
You know, I got to tell you this. Honestly, I'm glad you brought that up because I'll ask Angie. Angie, you like coffee?
Oh, yes.
Do you think freshly ground beans make a difference?
No.
Right?
I think it tastes better. It's crisper or whatever, but I love the smell of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's almost worth it, huh?
Yeah, I love the smell of it.
Matt?
I'd have to go with ground. Yeah, especially, you know, get beans. Fresh ground beans, throw it in a pot, let it boil. You know, it's cowboy coffee, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Cowboy coffee, yeah.
Hit some cold water on the top and
let her fly,
let
huh?
Let the ground sink.
You got it. Yep, exactly.
Yeah, I think that if it wasn't for the mess and the prep, I think ground beans are really better. I think they're probably 50% better. They smell better. They taste better. Everything. But I have a Keurig, so. Because I can't grind beans. I can't grind beans in my half-awake state. I'll cut a finger off.
Well, that's not something you want to hear first thing in the morning anyway. Those things are loud.
Oh, they're back. Yeah. The coffee dust, you know, everywhere. And you hitting it, trying to take care of it. But I think that ground beans are the best, really. I think that, in my opinion, they taste the best, too. I like that stout. I like my beer stout. As hard as I can get it, and the coffee too. You know, army coffee. I mean, army coffee. You tell a 18-year-old to make you a pot of coffee, and you know his parents would make him coffee, or maybe he doesn't even drink coffee, but you know he's going to go in there and make coffee. You know what he does? Because we all use is Mr. Coffee Makers in the army, right? Because you know we don't have Keurig and stuff like that. Besides that, the government's not going to float that money. You have to buy it. So he would get a coffee filter and he would fill it with coffee. Folgers or whatever came in a can. Fill it all the way to the top and turn it on. And that's how we drank our coffee because they didn't know how to make coffee or use the scoops in it. Never happened. They just dump it out of the can in the thing.
I have fond memories of my dad back in, you know, in the 70s and stuff. And, you know, I would wake up in the morning and you hear down the hall, coffee! You know, he's still in bed. And so we'd go down there, me, myself and my sisters would head down there and we'd make a pot of coffee for him. And, you know, we're you know, 5-6 years old. And, you know, he'd wake up every, he didn't come, not once. And I know it had to have been strong as heck because, you know, we're sitting there, we don't know. And I'm like, well, how many scoops? How about
dump
half a bag?
It. Just dump
know,
it.
Just dump the whole thing. And boom, boom, it's percolating. And he'd wake up, all you hear is this, woo, you know. Like, oh, that's strong.
That's good coffee.
That's strong coffee, yeah.
Yep. Nice and strong, hot as I can get it, and black. Strong.
Exactly. Yep.
I like it. Yeah. Nothing's worse than weak coffee. You like weak coffee, Andrew? What's happening here? What's going on here at the house?
Oh, he makes the coffee. Because see, I used to conserve, so I would make a pot, and then the next night I would just leave that.
Don't say it.
There, don't say it. And then add new in the middle.
I think that's a sin.
Coffee violation.
Oh, I can't believe we even heard that tonight.
Yeah.
Dang, that's nuts. But good for you. You're a budget steward. She's going to be great to retire with. Unfortunately, you might wish you were dead after all the bad coffee. But she's going to be great to retire with. You're a budget steward. You're like my wife. Do you love coupons, too?
Oh, no.
You don't like coupons? Mm-mm. Oh, my wife loves her coupons. She's got a whole like spot in her wallet where she like digs through them.
Are they color coded?
Oh yeah. You know, she remembers what's in them. She'll remember. She'll be, wait a second. We'll be in line somewhere, right? We'll be getting ready to pay. She's like, oh no, wait. I think I have a coupon for that. I look at the cashier. Cashier's looking at me like, oh damn, here we go.
One of those.
Come on, Grandma. Right? She will dig around her wallet and come up with a 50% off, a 40% off.
Does she have a binder? Like one of those, like you have binders of coupons where you go.
She does not. She just has them in her wallet.
That's a thing.
Yeah, there was a lady that came into Walmart, and if she hadn't bought a package of socks, all of her groceries would have been free because of the coupons that she had.
Sure.
Yeah.
They figure it out, man. There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a good consulting gig in retirement. Right,
teaching
other retirees how to do that.
Stretch a dollar,
or collect all the coupons and then sell it for you know X amount of dollars. Like here you go, here's a binder of coupons that I've assembled. Here you go.
I guarantee you can go to YouTube. Right. Oh, I just thought about something. Next time we do Man Up, we're gonna have a segment on our favorite YouTube where we watch on YouTube, right? Because I watch YouTube all the time. So right now I'm watching a Midnight Special all the time, the 1970s music shows, right? But go on YouTube, look it up. I'll bet there's a show on it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they used to have one.
Liam, is that the bump music? I'm so bummed, man. I'm so bummed. Matt, Thank you.
Ed,
Angie,
thank you.
Thank you. Brian,
thank you.
My brother, I love you.
Absolutely. Love you back, bro.
Thank you for coming out today and helping me do Man Up.
My pleasure.
I'm sure I'll be talking to each of you later. Redding, we're signing off. Don't forget to Man Up.
Man
up.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.